It's a snow day in D.C., and I'm in Denver, Colorado, where it snows all the time, and, well, it's not quite the same. It's a nice place, but there's one difference here that is noticeable. Marijuana is recreationally legal, as in you can walk into a store, show your ID, buy weed, and leave with it, no problems and no questions asked. No pop-up shops, no weird buy a t-shirt and get your product goofs. It just is what it is. I say this because in D.C., where marijuana is decriminalized, but certain shops and places are still getting raided by police, it's become clear to me that fully legal recreational sale is the only option that actually makes sense. Of course, that's thumbing a huge nose to the federal government overall, but it just might be worth the risk. The whole thing is actually weirdly depressing, because as progressive and forward-thinking as it is to see people gladly and legally enjoying their desires, never mind the state making money off of something that is ultimately not that harmful, it's awful to think about all the lives that were ruined as a result of what used to be called the war on drugs. It isn't fair, and that's obvious. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.